from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
Here's the pitch. Swing and a miss. Helsley strikes out the side. And the Pirates fall 2-1 to the Cardinals, who move to 2 games ahead of the Pirates in the standings again. And for the first time as a professional, despite a terrific effort, pitching into the ninth inning, Paul Skeens assessed the loss. And the Pirates lose to the Cardinals 2-1.
Hard luck loss for the Bucco ace and for the best pitcher in Major League Baseball. He did his part yesterday, and the team let him down. So you need help. Is help on the way? Do we get to play the Mrs. Doubtfire clip? Or are the Pirates going to stand pat? Or, worse yet, are the Pirates going to move some pieces off their big league roster? Jeff Passan did a trade deadline primer yesterday on ESPN. Gave a look at every single team in Major League Baseball. This isn't a guy who guesses. This is the Adam Schefter of Major League Baseball. It was once Peter Gammons, who, long in the tooth, maybe it's, I don't know, name a guy. No one has a better pulse of baseball, the reporting side of it, than Jeff Passan. And here's what he wrote about what the Pirates could be doing at the deadline. They could be adding and subtracting. He said, despite clawing into playoff contention, the Pirates remain a team every bit as much focused on its future as its present. I don't like that. The emergence of right-handers Paul Skeens and Jared Jones this season both revitalized the 2024 roster and has the franchise dreaming of what its future in the NL Central looks like. Now and for the years ahead, Pittsburgh needs bats, and while an add and subtract play is difficult for any team to pull off, Pittsburgh could acquire some bats on the margin while being open to moving a starter such as Bailey Falter or a back-end reliever, be it Aroldis Chapman, or the options who could require a bigger return, setup man Colin Holderman or closer David Bednar. If the Pirates traded David Bednar in the next week, people are going to burn PNC Park, not literally, to the ground.
Yes.
You cannot do that.
Mm-mm.
You probably shouldn't be trading Chapman either. And I wouldn't trade Bailey Falter, because as we're seeing, injuries happen. But let's break this thing down chapter and verse here, Doran. First, it's the Pirates are dreaming of what its future is in the NL Central looks like now and for the years ahead. Hello! Now is the future. Now the NL Central is up for grabs. St. Louis ain't great. Chicago and Cincinnati have announced that they are selling.
Yes.
The Pirates just took 2 out of 3 from Milwaukee. They're no juggernaut. So whatever lies in the years ahead in the division might be, and probably will be, a hell of a lot better than the division they're competing in right now. So why, on God's green earth, would you be trading Colin Holderman or David Bednar and only adding bats on the margin?
Well, I mean, this is the whole rental discussion, I think, that puts it out the way. They want to get somebody that could be around for the future, but also be effective now. And in order to get something significant, you usually have to give something significant. especially in situations like this.
But that's where I'm irked, man, is bats on the margins doesn't equate sound to, like an impact guy.
Right.
It sounds like a...
But there's multiple, so they could all equal to the impact. Maybe one guy that we're thinking of, okay, there's a big name out there, go get him, but hey, we're going to get two or three to equal that up to the one guy.
I mean, if they got two or three 700 OPS guys, 105 OPS guys, like slightly above average major leaguers, yeah, that actually would help. That would help. I am okay with it if that's all that they did. If they really went out there and didn't get a Brent Rooker or didn't get a Luis Robert Jr. or a Jazz Chisholm, the bigger names out there, I would actually be okay with multiple ads on the margin if you're also not subtracting at the same time. If you're adding on the margin, you're not going to have to create a lot of salary room. And while I do think Aroldis Chapman would yield a nice return because he did last year, and while I do think Colin Holderman or David Bednar would net you massive returns, you finally have the bullpen that you thought you'd have when you designed it this offseason. The bullpen right now, I think, is very good. I'm not subtracting from the current club. Unless it's a Jack Sawinski, unless it's a guy that might be up at some point in Henry Davis, unless it's, I don't think there'd be any takers, Aki Brian Hayes, I don't want to subtract from the current club. I want to add to the current club.
Yeah, but can't you move some pieces around? Like how you feel about, so if Bailey Falter and Jared Jones come back, then you move Luis Ortiz maybe to the bullpen and trade Holderman. Like, would you feel good about moving the pieces or even Quinn Priester of doing stuff like
that? Yeah, I'm not moving Luis Ortiz out of the rotation.
Right. I'm just throwing out scenarios.
Yeah, I know. I think you could still have a good bullpen when Borecki comes back.
Or Perez, too, as we talked about yesterday.
And you could move Perez to the longer relief role, which he held in Texas down the stretch last year. And you would probably still be pretty okay, if not good, on the back end without Aroldis Chapman. But his last two performances looked exactly like the guy I thought that they'd be getting.
And that's the time you need to sell.
I get that. I just think it's tough to justify to fans that we're going to try to have our cake and eat it too. I think you either got to go one way or the other.
And you're like that with all sports. Like, even you talk about that even with hockey, with the Penguins, and you're like that with football. That's just kind of how your mentality is made up. Like, you can't live for now and for the future. That's just, you know, you've said that multiple times. I feel like you can if you do it right. Like, and I feel like that's the job of being a GM.
It is, but I would, if I'm looking at the future and the present, like you mentioned, getting a guy with years of control, I'm dipping into my prospects to facilitate that. I don't want to take any of my good pieces off of the major league club. Like, where are the strengths of this team? And you do want to trade from a position of strength, I understand. But the strength of this team is the starting rotation and the bullpen. And they've got like four hitters that you feel comfortable with, as we saw last night. I want to add while maintaining my strengths. And so if Marco Gonzalez needs to get moved, okay. But Bailey Falter's still young enough to me that I don't want to move on from him. If you wanted to trade Martin Perez because someone, for God knows what reason, sees value there, okay, fine. But Aroldis Chapman, no. Colin Holderman, definitely freaking no. And David Bednar, yeah, you're going to trade Mr. Pittsburgh, the renegade, out from under you when you're in a playoff race? If you were going to trade David Bednar to help your window, you should have done it in any of the previous few years when it doesn't matter if you have a closer because you're losing 100 games anyhow. Like, if you were going to trade David Bednar, you could have done it over the offseason, or you could have done it the previous offseason, or either of the previous two trade deadlines.
So, I mean, you only have Chapman for a couple more months, right?
Yes.
So, I mean, think about it. All right, if I could get somebody that is could be a part of the future but also a part of the now, I'm willing to part ways with Chapman because he's probably not going to be back next year. Like, he's just here for the now. If I could get a piece that kind of fills both roles and actually one that I desperately need, which is hitting, and I could figure out what his role was in the back of the rotation, I feel comfortable with doing that. Like, that would service what I think that they're looking for.
So Aroldis Chapman goes out, and based on the return/cost savings, whatever, however it might look, and you get a couple bats, you think that's worth it?
That bats that'll be around, yes.
What about one bat that's around and one bat that's a rental? I think I might be okay.
I'd be okay with that.
I just think, in a way, you're cutting off your nose to spite your face.
In my opinion, slightly. Like, yeah, you are a little bit, but I think that you'll come out on top with what you would get in return from Chapman, and you could figure that out easier than you could figure out the hitting situation.
Well, that I do agree with, but I think you can continue to have an elite bullpen, which it's been of late, by keeping Chapman, and then you trade prospects to get those hitters.
Do you think that if Chapman is traded, that they fall off significantly?
I think I'd be worried more at the end of games than I am right now.
Yeah.
For sure. The way that he has pitched lately, it looks like he's found it. And, hey, he's high beta. Sometimes he's really bad. Can't find the backside of a barn or whatever that saying is, or boat falling out of a river. I did that backwards. Sometimes he's been really bad. Of late, he's been so, so, so good. And I think you can get what you need by giving up prospects and still maintain having that dynamite 103-mile-an-hour throwing reliever. My big concern, Doran, is that I think Charrington signed Chapman with the idea that he was always going to move him at the deadline.
Mm-hmm.
And I think as circumstances change, so too should your plan.
Mm-hmm.
And just because you signed him and were married to that does not mean you can't get a divorce from that marriage, so to speak.
Well, I just kind of, I kind of look at it like, all right, if they don't make the playoffs, then it's all for nothing. Like, you paid Chapman 10.5 for 1 year, don't make the playoffs, and you got nothing. So say that you move on from him and you get something and you have control over one or two guys within a package with Chapman and you don't make the playoffs, you still have those guys next year.
Sure. I just think this is probably their best chance to
I don't think he's a missing piece of them getting in, is my point, really. Like, I
understand
I don't think that his performance is going to predicate on whether they get in or not.
Mm-hmm.
So I'd be willing to part ways.
I think that, and everyone follow me on this, I think this is hopefully going to be your worst roster of the Skeens era. Hopefully, ideally, right? It should be your worst. However, it might be the worst the National League is in that time.
Yeah.
And so if I can keep Chapman and then get nothing for him at the end of the year, but he helps boost my chances and I can still add bats by giving up prospects, I would be much more inclined to do that. But what say you? 412-928-9370. Weigh in on our trade discussion here. Jeff Passan of ESPN, Big Time Baseball Insider, says the Pirates are going to try to thread this needle. The Pirates are going to try to sell and buy at the deadline. How does that make you feel? 412-928-9370. You can give us a ring on that fan hotline presented by Sullivan Super Service, Pittsburgh trusted plumbing and HVAC provider for over 50 years. The Fan Morning Show is brought to you by Guardian Protection. We'll talk to you. We'll keep cutting that up when we
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey. And then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sportsbook on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
A texter makes what I think is a good point about Aroldis Chapman, and you can text us, brought to you by Edgar Snyder & Associates, a personal injury law firm, where they always say there's never a fee unless we get money for you. That Aroldis Chapman was dealt at the deadline last year, and you can look at that two ways. The return wound up being a pitcher who was an all-star this year, but then also Aroldis Chapman en route to the World Series last year had a 2.45 ERA in the postseason for Texas, mm-hmm. and was dynamite. Mm-hmm. Now, in the World Series, not as good. But in the lead-up to the World Series, very good. He also had 50 strikeouts in 29 innings down the stretch for Texas.
Wow.
So, I don't want to give up on him. And I get what you're saying. He's not going to be here after this year. He's just not. So, you want to get something for him. You are in desperate need of bats. I just want the perfect world.
Of course.
Where I can get the bats and keep the Chapman.
And in that scenario of your perfect world, the best way to go about that is prospects, right? Am I correct?
Well, so just as an example, yes, okay. Yes, to answer your question before I go like all political speak here and say a bunch of stuff and not answer that, yes. Like Tamar Johnson to me is not untouchable. They just drafted a shortstop who already now, Baseball America came out with their top 100 prospects. He's in the top 100. Mm-hmm. He's 73rd, and he's projectable. He might be the best high school player in that draft. He's not going to be around for a while. Tamar Johnson, you feel like you've got more of a read on because he's done it in the minor leagues, but he's also not going to be around for a while. I look at them kind of as redundancies. You've got Nick Gonzalez and O'Neill Cruz. That's your double play combination for the foreseeable future. I don't need shortstop. I don't need a second baseman. I don't need Tamar Johnson. So I'd be willing to part with him. I would. And I have high hopes for him. I think he has a chance to be a really good major league player. Yep. We've been in lockstep on that.
Yep.
But he's not going to make his debut next year. Maybe 2026. Probably 2026. I need to cash in now. And so I would be willing to move on from him.
Me too.
I'd be willing to move on from any pitcher in the system not named Bubba Chandler.
Agree.
And I don't think it would be hard to talk me into Bubba Chandler, depending on what the return is. Like Luis Robert Jr., if they say, we'll give him to you for Bubba Chandler and one more bottom half of your top 10 prospect, I think I might be willing to part with him for that guy. So that's what I'm looking to do. And I'm looking to keep the best parts of this major league team together while trading for offense and getting rid of guys who are prospects. I think Bubba Chandler is going to be really good. I don't know he's going to be good. Salamato hadn't been great. Maybe he turns out to be wonderful. Maybe he doesn't. I don't know. They're prospects. Mm-hmm. Mitch Keller stunk for 2 years, then he turned it around. Didn't see that coming. Luis Ortiz wasn't good, then he became good. Tyler Glasnow didn't work out here. You just don't know with prospects is what I'm saying. And I want to keep the major league club intact as much as possible. Rob in Chicago. Hello.
Bradley, good morning.
Nothing for Doran? You don't want to say hi to our big guy over here?
I'm sorry, Doran, I forgot. Good morning to you too.
Good morning.
H2P.
Yes, sir.
Ah, damn it.
Crowley, before I talk about the Pirates, a good Civil War movie is called The Blue and the Gray. It's a six-hour miniseries. It was back in the 80s. That's worth checking out.
I'm in. And by the way, today is the 26th anniversary of Saving Private Ryan out. Yeah.
Okay. Oh, that's Saving Private Ryan's epic. That's in a class by itself. The Pirates, in my opinion, are just so obsessed with player control and the prospects. They just don't want to part with them. And, you know, I think winning came a little bit too early for them. And the fact that you may have to, you know, part with a couple of prospects to add some offense just isn't what they want to do. And it's ridiculous because you keep pushing ahead for the future when the future is now.
I think the way they look at the future at this point, Rob, and thank you so much for the call and the recommendation and for saying nice things to Doran. I think what they're hoping is what they look at as a 4 or 5 year window, they want to be a longer window. I'm not concerned about trying to push this thing beyond Skeens, beyond when you know you'll have Skeens. I want the best possible team for that. And so maybe Bubba Chandler's part of that. But you can only have so many starting pitchers.
Right.
Like you hear all the time you need starting pitcher depth. There's no question about that. But if you go Skeens, Jones, Keller,
Falter.
Ortiz, Bubba Chandler, Oviedo,
Priester,
there's eight guys there. And I think their designs are that their top four, when they're contending, is Bubba Chandler in addition to their top three starters now.
Yes.
You don't need more than eight because they're going to pitch every fifth day. You have nowhere to put them.
Mm-hmm.
You have nowhere to put them.
Mm-hmm.
So why do I need Salameda? Why do I need Ashcraft? Why do I need those guys? Give me the eight that we just mentioned, and I'm rocking and rolling. And if bad bleep should happen and a guy gets hurt, the one thing Charrington's done is go out and add good players who have pitched well for them. Like Jose Quintana, like last year before he got hurt, Velasquez. Rich Hill was pretty good for the Pirates. They've had players come in that they've augmented the roster with in the rotation and in the bullpen that have actually worked out well for them. So trade pitching prospects. I just don't think you need to subtract from the big league club. I don't. To get what you need, I don't. And the only reason that they might be doing it then would be you'd have to think the nefarious route. Like, are you moving Chapman just because he costs $10.5 million?
I would, at this point, I would hope not.
I would hope not.
I would hope it would be because you're in the thick of things, but to add what's necessary. But never know.
Can I ask you a Kutch related question next?
Yes.
I'm going to ask it now and we'll think about it.
Okay.
So third base appears to be a black hole. Center field, right field, or one of the corner spots, you got problems. If Brent Rooker was on the table, and you could get him not on the cheap, but relatively cheap, and you figure he's your DH, could you go out and upgrade over Andrew McCutchen before you upgrade over those other positions to add a guy who's really like an MVP candidate, Brent Rooker, who hit a towering home run last night? We get into it next. 412-928-9370. You can tweet us. Brought to you by South Hills Kia and Peters Township. Visit them at southhillskia.net. And don't be a statistic, folks. You got to get your heart checked by the experts at UPMC. Save my dad's life. Save Donnie Football's father's life. Don't be a statistic. They know what they're doing at UPMC. Pirates got issues. I kind of wanted to rap there because we've got the original work of Nicholas Harry Callis as the bed music. Mm-hmm. It came out of my mouth and it felt like it was almost on rhythm.
I saw you bopping to it.
Yeah, I am bopping to it. It's really grown on me, this bed here.
Yes.
How many of those CDs do we wind up giving away at the Fan 5 Alarm Marathon? A lot, I think
30.
Man,
30,
that's cool.
Wow, nice.
Callis was signing autographs.
Yeah.
And he just looked like he had never been happier in his entire life.
Mm-hmm.
And that makes sense because not a lot of good things have happened to him. didn't need to do that. You can give us a ring in the fan hotline at 412-928-9370, presented by Sullivan Super Service, providing trusted plumbing and HVAC service for over 50 years. Buccos have a third base problem, not defensively, where Key Brian Hayes and Jared Triolo are both very good, but neither one of them can hit. Triolo, bleh, hitting 202, Key Brian Hayes and OPS under 600. So if they got an upgrade at third at the deadline, I don't think anybody would be upset with that. Their center field play has not been great, although Sawinski 2-for-2 last night made a really nice running catch in left center field. Corners, not great, apart, of course, from Brian Reynolds. DH is probably further down the list because Andrew McCutchen does get on base, and Andrew McCutchen will hit the occasional home run. But the big fish on the market, at least that's been connected-ish to the Pirates, is Brent Rooker. And he has not played a lot of corner outfield this year. He's primarily a designated hitter. How would you feel if they traded for him as their primary DH? I feel like you're taking out one of your better offensive players to upgrade significantly, but then I don't really know what you would do with McCutchen.
Right, yeah, I don't see that happening. I mean, unless McCutchen, you had an agreement that he can... Maybe their plan is that he could play in the outfield now, like towards the second half of the season. I don't know. You would think that they would do it at first because he's fresher. But if he could play some outfield, maybe.
Now, they had on the PM team yesterday Dallas Braden, who is a color commentator for the Athletics. And he said, while Rooker has not played a lot of corner, he's super athletic. So the way I think it would actually work is if they traded for Rooker, you would play him primarily in right field at PNC Park. And then I think you could allow McCutchen to play a little bit more outfield. And I'd probably have Kutch DH more than Rooker, but I would have Rooker DH from time to time and say, Andrew, go play. Play in the outfield, man.
Yeah.
Now you can play right field at PNC Park.
Mm-hmm.
Not every day. You're old. But can you play it 2-3 times in a homestand? I'm not asking him to go play in some of the more cavernous outfields in Major League Baseball, but right field at PNC Park, he can still run well enough.
For sure.
To play out there, I think.
Could Rooker play center?
Nah.
No?
Nah.
Okay.
So that's the thing here, man. Like, if you're going to upgrade on the margin, which is what Jeff Passan reported from ESPN, I would hope that that would mean two outfielders.
Mm-hmm.
A center fielder and a corner outfielder. Because if you got Rooker, he can cover up for a lot of holes because he's going to hit 35, maybe 40 homers this year. He did it again yesterday.
Yeah, he did.
So that would be a huge upgrade. But short of that, you got to get two outfielders. Because Sawinski, I mean, he's starting to come around a little bit 2-for-2 yesterday. If he's on my bench, okay. Palacios, if he's on my bench, okay. But I don't know who you – I don't love the center field options if you only add one outfielder, I guess is what I'm trying to say here.
Yeah.
Someone texts in, waste your breath and time talking about the Pirates trading for a DH. And someone then says, Donnie, you are clueless.
Donnie. Donnie, you are clueless.
Wait,
who's clueless? You?
I mean, I can understand why they think Donnie Football is on at 6 a.m. and probably in for the midday show and the afternoon show and doing the evening show. I understand that. He's an innings eater, Mr. Football is, but, like, have you not listened to the show? Everyone else is. What have you been doing? Yeah. Who do you think he thought was Donnie? Callis?
Maybe.
I guess.
I haven't really said that much, though, other than talking about music. So that was...
How about Randy Arozarena from Tampa? The guy who was the CS MVP not that long ago. I would be interested in that big time.
Mm-hmm.
I do think they're going to upgrade. It just depends on what that looks like. I realize that's not breaking any news, right, when I say something like that. That's as wide.
I think we're going to be severely disappointed.
I'll reiterate what I said earlier. If they only add on the margins a couple of hitters, but they don't subtract, I think I have warmed to being okay with that. Especially if one of those guys can be here for next year and potentially beyond. Like, I don't think it's really going to take much, man. We referenced the stat from Noah Hyles earlier in the show. 41-11 when they score four or more runs. They've played 101 games, half their games then, pretty much a little bit more than half their games, they've scored over four runs. If you bump that up to 60% of the time instead of 50, 65% of the time by adding a couple of bats, I think this team could go on a big time run and maybe be a division champion. Like someone texted in during the break and said, you guys were talking about the World Series yesterday, and I'll own that. I can't believe you think that this team, the way they hit, is going to win a World Series. I said it yesterday. If they can hit, then yeah, of course they can win a World Series. But I don't love the excuse that, oh, it's going to happen on Tuesday because no one's trading right now. Make them an offer they can't refuse. For God's sakes. How do they not understand the opportunity that they have in front of them? If you have two major league hitters in the bottom of your lineup yesterday instead of the garbage they throw out there, you probably win the game.
I think they understand. I think that it's just a lot more difficult to get it done with. There's so many parameters around it. It's okay. Like, who's out there? Who would actually make sense? I mean, does Charrington have the budget? Like, there's a lot of things that there's a lot of unknowns that we don't know that may be making this very, 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 very difficult.
They could have good offers on the table right now, and teams are thinking, okay, that's the offer we'd accept today. Let's see if anybody bests it by Tuesday.
Mm-hmm.
And there's so few sellers, more and more every day. My concern now, seriously, the Pirates have been playing really good baseball, winning baseball. They got back over 500. They took two out of three from the best team in baseball. They took two out of three from the team on the road that they are fighting to win the division against. But I am worried. You got, what, 6 days before the deadline in five games? The offense has been really cold for three games. Real quick it can turn. Real quick it can turn. Look at what happened to the Cubs. Real quick, look what happened to Cincinnati. They were in it. Now they're like, we're selling. Washington, they're now falling out of it. Like, it can happen in the blink of an eye. You could go out there, you could pitch stellar for the next five games and go 1-4. And the Mets beat the Yankees last night, and it could go down the tubes really quick. I don't think that happens if you can scratch more runs across. And I don't think that's a hot take, but the time is now. So make them an offer they can't refuse. 412-928-9370. That is the phone number. Ray Fittipaldo going to join us at 8 o'clock because, believe it or not, the Steelers do report to training camp today. But coming up next, it's another football coach that has found his way into the limelight. We'll talk about it when we come back. 50-minute mark on the Fan, brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram Route 19 in Peters Township, celebrating 50 years in the South Hills. In 10 minutes, Ray Fittipaldo of the Pittsburgh Post-Gazette going to be joining us to talk about the Steelers reporting to camp today, which doesn't feel like the biggest story because it's not. The Pirates are the big story, and Paul Skeens is the big story, but it doesn't mean we're not going to break it down. I wanted to get into Pat Narduzzi's comments here, talking about Penn State, talking about the rivalry with West Virginia. We will do that at some point. Doug Whaley will be with us from 9 until 10, but Doran kindly reminded me we are breaking down the Steelers' defense position by position at the 50-minute marks of every hour. And Callis has the music. Let's do the defensive line, Doran.
Okay.
So you got Cam Hayward. You got Larry Ogunjobi. You got Keanu Benton. Those are your three starters. Is Keanu Benton going to be the only one of those three who's on the team next year?
No.
Cam will be back?
Yes.
Now, Ogunjobi, I believe, has one more year on his contract. I believe after this season, he's making a pretty penny. I do not think he'll be back either way, though.
Right.
And so I look at the Steelers' defensive line, and I like two out of the three, and you got Watt and you got Highsmith on either side. But if you suffer an injury, I think you are in a world of hurt. If it's Benton or Hayward, because behind them you've got Montrevious Adams, Dean Lowry, Braden Faoko, who spent a lot of last year in the practice squad, DeMarvin Leal, who really, I don't think the Loudermilks or the Leals of the world have really lived up to the expectations we've had for them.
Very, very thin. And this is why that they need to get a deal done with Cam Hayward, because they just need him. No, they at the end of the day, they need Cam Hayward to be on this defensive line. They're very thin. I don't know if Ogunjobi could ever stay healthy. He's never healthy. So, I mean, what's it means? Another year older. Is he going to stay healthy for 17 weeks of the season? Or 17 games of the season? I doubt it. So I wouldn't see him after this coming season. So this is going to be a very defensive line heavy draft in 2025 for the Pittsburgh Steelers. But this year, they better hope and pray that they can get through with what they have, because they are extremely, extremely thin.
They are, and you hit on where I was going next. If I had to bet on what their first-round pick's going to be next year, I think I'd go defensive line.
Yep.
And it's why, you're right, they need to get something done with Cam Hayward to make him feel wanted in the here and now, because you need, not that he would lack motivation, but you need Cam Hayward to feel good, play good. But if he's not back next year, and Larry Ogunjobi's not back next year, you're going to be counting on a third-year player at that point, Keanu Benton, and then what?
Right.
You're going to have to pay someone in free agency, and that's never cheap. It's going to cost more than what Cam Hayward's going to cost if you want a good player, and then you're going to have to spend early draft capital on that spot. Now, as for Keanu Benton, are we expecting big things out of the young man this year?
Huge. Big time.
Huge.
Yep, huge. I thought that was a great pick whenever they picked him, you know, last year or whatever, before his rookie year. But he, you know, he played a decent amount, and I think that he's really going to take over that spot. He's kind of that, like, perfect animal at that position. He's a former wrestler. He's stout. You know, I had talked to him a little bit at the softball game. He's a lot bigger, I think, than people think. He's taller than people think, and I just think that he's primed to have a good year. If he stays healthy and they get a deal done with Cam Hayward and he stays healthy, they'll be able to get through. They're just still thin.
I think that Keanu Benton is like your perfect modern day, can play the nose for you in the 3-4, but also he can rush the passer. Yep. Well, too.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I'm not going to say he's Javon Hargrave, because we know what Javon Hargrave was and then became and how much he got paid. But I do think he could have a similar career trajectory. We saw a lot of flashes last year.
Yes.
That was
good,
like,
call.
Thank you. Thank you, Doran. And it was like the one bright spot to come out of the Cam Hayward injury last season, is that you kind of feel like you know what you've got in Keanu Benton. And he would otherwise have not been playing all that much. I read that Sharp Football had the Steelers, not that that's the be-all, end-all, as the third best front seven in the NFL. Any team in football, you take an injury to one of your big guns, you're in trouble. But I could see the Steelers' front seven, which is their big strength defensively. You lose a Hayward, you lose a Benton, all of a sudden that run defense starts to ache a little bit, and then you can run the ball, and then the back end, which we don't think is all that good, at least at the corner position, that could really compound some issues.
Mm-hmm.
So stay healthy. Let's talk to Ray Fittipaldo about some of the bigger camp storylines coming up next, as the Steelers do report today. I'm guessing he's like Hathorn and wants to talk to Najee Harris. I wonder if he thinks, though, that he'll be talking to Najee Harris today. We'll talk to Ray about all things Steelers when we come back, and then we'll dive back into the baseball after that. John Wehner at 8:35. That Steelers camp preview on The Fan was presented by T-Mobile. Switch to T-Mobile and you can get tons of benefits. Still save on every plan versus AT&T and Verizon. Use their savings calculator to find out how at T-Mobile.com/switch. And now Fan Weather, brought to you by Sun Chevrolet. It's the Chevy Summer Drive at Sun Chevrolet. Up to $7,500 in rebates. Terms and conditions at sunchevy.com. Today, high 84, low 65.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey. And then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sportsbook on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during O'Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly.